Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as I continue to broadcast live from Houston, Texas, from Woodlands, Texas, more specifically, north of Houston, at the Administaff Small Business Classic. And you're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got our good buddy Rich Galen back with us. Rich is, as you know, is a political professional. He spins to the right, as he says. He is of the Republican persuasion. Just in the interest of small, of a full disclosure, he's also the publisher and the writer, and also the cost accountant over at Mullings.com, a thrice weekly publication that I'm a happy subscriber to. And he's our good friend, Rich Galen. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Nice to be with you. It's you know, for those of us who are not exactly early adopters, this last week was a scramble to get all the information into my accountant so that we could actually get all the taxes filed by the 15th.
Yeah, I recognize that myself. Rich, it's good to have you back as always. Rich, one of the things that happened this week, there was a momentous thing that happened this week that it's been going on for a long time. There've been a lot of debates. There's been a lot of debate and a lot of information and misinformation about the healthcare reform effort that's going on right now. But there was something that happened pretty big this week, and that was the Baucus bill made it out of committee. This is maybe the more conservative. Correct me if I'm wrong. The more conservative of the healthcare reform bills being produced in the Senate. I think there are three. That bill made it out of the Finance Committee. Well, which Baucus, I guess, is the chairman, and it was pretty much party line, except for one Republican, Olympia Snow, voted for it as well. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, you got it exactly right. The bill came in. It's the Finance Committee. It's a tax bill at base, the health care reform operation. So it's got to go through the tax committees. But there was another version, completely different version, that had already gone through what's called the HELP Committee, the Health, Education, Pensions, and Labor and Pensions Committee in the Senate, and that bill does have the public option stuff in it and all the other things. What's happening now, and it's so different from, you know, when we were, you know, taking social studies in high school, and we all got the little pamphlet, how a bill becomes law. If it ever was like that, it certainly isn't now, because with the huge majorities that the Democrats have on both sides, and Republicans did the same thing. I'm not being ugly about this. When Republicans had the majorities, they did the same things to the Democrats. But what they do is they're going to take all these bills that we've heard so much about and read so much about and have gnashed our teeth over, and then they're going to take them behind closed doors and come up with something that Harry Reid, the majority leader, thinks he can get 60 votes to get through the Senate, it may not look like either bill. Mm-hmm. That's not going to require any committee votes. He'll just bring that to the floor when he thinks he's organized, if he thinks he's got 60 votes at any point ready to go.
Maybe I missed this, but the other two bills, where are they originating?
One came out of the HELP Committee, and then in the Senate, you mean?
Yes.
I thought there were only two, but there might be three. But
I was told that there are three, but I could be wrong about that. But it came, but there are multiple committees create these things, and those are the slices that Harry Reid weaves into some kind of a sandwich that other people will eat.
But the problem in the Senate is that Olympia Snow said that she would not vote for a bill that had the public option in it. I wrote a column. I said, "Well, she didn't mention one, and nobody asked her, or if they did, I didn't read it about what's called a co-op, which would be something run by Acorn or somebody, who knows."
Right. I call that the camel's nose.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's perfect. That's the way to put it. She didn't say whether she'd vote for or against that. My guess is that if it came down to her vote, she would vote for it. But that's just a guess on my part, I'm maybe putting wrong words in her mouth or wrong votes in her pocket. But then whatever happens, it's got to get through the House. And as we do know from how a bill becomes law, that the president is presented with one piece of legislation.
So you mean the House bills that are currently bumping around in the House, those have to pass on their own bill?
They have to pass on their own bills, and then which it's easier to do in the House because if you have one more vote than the other guy, you win everything. I mean,
right? It's more like the Wild Wild West over there, isn't it?
And those are much more liberal bills because they came out of the committees that are heavily weighted toward Democrats. But at the end, both the House and the Senate have to approve exactly the same legislation.
And put that together in the committee. Hold on to that thought, Rich. We're going to come back, folks, after these messages with Rich Gannon. I wanted you to see kind of what the track of this thing is going on, and you know whether you like it or you don't like it, this will help you, I think, understand what's happening. It's 20 Till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day as I continue to broadcast live from the Administaff Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas, north of Houston. Having a great time here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it. We built it for you. We hope you'll use it to your advantage to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes, we got something that will help you there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Rich Gannon is our guest. He's our good friend. We've been talking about this process that the Senate has been going through. Actually, Congress is going through to get some kind of health care reform legislation done this year. And Rich just gave us a tour of how the Senate, Rich Gannon, by the way, folks, the author and the publisher of Mullings.com, which is a cyber column I encourage you to subscribe to. Rich, you were just telling us about how this thing was going to work through the Senate. The House is going to pass their bill. Do you know when?
No, I have not heard anybody even take a guess. I think they're going to want to try to get it done before Thanksgiving, so the clock is ticking pretty loudly.
Well, and the longer they put it off, the better it is for people like me. I mentioned the camel's nose a minute ago, Rich. See, I'm one of these guys who I don't want the camel nose under the tent. I want the camel dead. You know, I want
the camel in somebody else's desert.
Yeah, I want this thing to die a very, you know, at least this year, because I mean I just think we need to come back and let cooler heads prevail next year I don't think we're going to wind up with anything this year if a bill is passed this year after it goes through committee. The conference committees, the two blended bills get put together from the House and the Senate, and we wind up with something, even if it's something in the middle of the road, I just don't think it's going to be something that's going to be good for America. What do you think?
I agree with you, but there's no but to that part. I do agree with you. The rule of thumb in Washington is a major legislation like healthcare reform has got to be done in the odd-numbered year or it won't get done. It's as hard as it is to get it through this year. Next year, right. when the entire House and a third of the Senate are up for re-election, it's virtually impossible to get anything like of this magnitude done, because every single person weighs it against their how many votes it may get them or cost them. And as we saw in August, for the members of the House, even from fairly liberal districts, this is something that was not well explained, is not being well explained. And if they do pass something, it's going to cause confusion. There's an old saying in politics, Jim, that if you don't define yourself or your project, your program, then your opponent will do it for you. And that's what's happened to health care. The House and Senate went home for August with health care on a 3x5 index card, and the opposition defined it, and where they're having a heck
well,
of
I don't
time
think they even Rich. I don't even think they know what they knew what to explain. I mean, I was told that the Baucus bill that passed on Tuesday wasn't even written. That all they have is an outline, and it's 250 pages.
Yeah, oh, that's right. No, and remember when Arlen Specter, now Democrat from Pennsylvania, was being taunted about the fact that he didn't read the legislation that was before him, any legislation. Secretary of Health Education and Welfare, how old am I? Health and Human Services, Sebelius, had to step to the microphone and say, wait a minute, hold on, there's not even a bill written yet in the Senate, so there's nothing to read. So they were arguing over something that was, as we used to say in the olden days of programming, it was just vaporware.
See, folks, and this is what Rich just said is one of the reasons why I don't want this thing to pass. Because it's just not, this is not the kind of insanity to use to take over 1/6 of the U.S. economy, the one element that is uniquely intimate to all Americans. I mean, other than the air we breathe, what is more common among Americans than health care?
Yeah, you're exactly right. That was the point I was making in August when people said, why, you know, on the chat shows, I'd be standing next to Donna Brazil or whoever, and they'd say, why are people so upset? Why are they so upset? I said, this is absolutely personal. I mean, you can buy a car or not buy a car. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do or not do. But if, God forbid, you get sick, or worse yet, one of your kids get sick, and you can't find treatment for them because of some, you know, new health care rules that physicians or hospitals will take years to try to figure out, which is a whole part of this that nobody's even discussed. The bill is one thing. The regulations that surround it are something else and can take another 2 or 3 years to get figured out. Then everybody feels like they're at risk, and they don't want to be at risk when it comes to their health care.
I want to remind people that I've been talking about health care reform for almost a dozen years. I didn't come to this party this year. I've been covering this extensively for years by way of talking about marketplace solutions that would make a lot of sense, like back when HSAs, health savings accounts, before they were HSAs, they were medical savings accounts.
Right.
And they had a cap on how many you could have. I was fighting against that cap. I've been fighting for market
solutions. Remember, you had a guess at the beginning of the year how much you thought you were going to spend.
Exactly. And I've been fighting for portability for a dozen years. But my point is, those were reforms that made sense, that would have worked, and they were not allowed to. They're not even on the table right now.
No, I think at the base of this whole thing, I was talking to somebody about this last night, Jim. I really do believe that in what's called the interregnum between the election last year and the swearing in on January 20th of this year, that the Obama people really, really searched high and low for what could be a Rooseveltian change in America, and they came up with health care, and they said, this is where we're putting the stake in the ground.
Rich
we want
Gaydon,
to
ladies
effect.
And gentlemen, he and I will be right back after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you and having a great visit with our good friend Rich Gaydon. Rich is the publisher of Mullings.com, the writer and the publisher, and as I said earlier, the cost accountant over at Mullings.com, the thrice-weekly cyber column that he writes, that if you're a Republican, you're going to want to see what he says. If you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. And by the way, Rich, I just wanted you to know that I have, just this last week, I submitted your nomination for the Peace Prize for 2010.
Well, that would be great. I as the worst soldier in the history of the military, I did my part for peace.
Well, I've seen your good conduct award, Rich. So I know you did. Hey, Rich.
Actually, turns out I did get an award once I didn't even know about from the Ohio National Guard when I had to get my discharge papers to join the American Legion, and lo and behold, there was literally some good conduct medal. I don't know how I earned that.
So they lowered the standards that year. Is that what you're saying?
They must have had no standards.
Hey, Rich. I want you to handicap the health care bill. What are the chances? I'm handicapping getting all my experts to handicap this situation. What do you think are the chances that this thing will pass this year?
I'd give it about a 20% chance of having meaningful, for good or ill, but meaningful health care reform. I give it a much
No, I'm talking about any kind of a bill. What are the chances that we won't have a bill this year?
I think something will pass that has the title Health Care Reform Bill of 2009.
Only because
they want to be able to say they passed something, but I don't think any effect.
But only 1 in 5 chance it'll be something that anybody would want.
Yeah, at the outside limit,
or that most small business owners would want, because along with whatever they're talking about, aren't there a lot of taxes involved?
Oh yeah, the tax implications of this thing are just unbelievable on at every possible level, because you got to pay for it somehow, and the Chinese are getting tired of funding us, so we got to figure out how to do it for ourselves. So that's going to be the biggest hassle, I think, when it comes down to it.
Those are the details that have been talked about and that you and I are predicting, but we still don't know what that is.
No,
I'm concerned about is that it won't actually become the final. Rich, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a chance that we won't really know what this will cost us from a tax standpoint until after the bill has been passed through and signed by the president.
That's exactly right. And the regulations have been formulated to see exactly how it's all actually going to work, in your doctor's office.
Folks, I'm going to go on record here. I'm predicting, and I mean this, and it's not just because I'm against the way they're doing this, but I'm predicting that this is going to, if they pass this thing, it's going to wind up being a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
That's my prediction. Rich, what do you think?
I don't think there's any question about that. It's going to be dreadful. And they're going to have to unwind it at some point. Or, you and I are of a certain age, and I described it to some reporter. I said, well, I'm like a pilot on final approach here. I'm running out of altitude, airspeed, and ideas. I don't want people messing with my Medicare or, my health insurance. I don't have time to make major adjustments.
Somebody asked me the other day how old I was. I said, well, let me put it this way. My hair is not prematurely gray.
You just showed off because you still have hair.
Yeah, I still have a little bit. Hey, Rich, are they gonna try to, nothing else is getting done in Congress
right. While
this debate's been going on. Even the people, I get the feeling, even the people who aren't involved in the work of this health care legislation, I get the feeling they're not even doing anything. Seems like nothing else is being done. But are they going to try to, there is a cap and trade bill that was, I think, may have been voted out of committee. I don't remember the other day. Are they going to try to push that through this year too?
Yeah, Barbara Boxer announced last week that she was ready to go to the floor with a bill. One of the problems with this is even if other people, even if they are doing something, there's no coverage of it because everybody's the press corps is so focused on this. But Boxer said she had a bill that she was ready to move on, and so that'll come out. But that's again, the cap and trade thing. It lost, 45 or 50 Democrats in the House.
Yeah.
So that's certainly no lock to pass. And if you're Harry Reid, you want to sort of build some momentum for getting bills passed, especially when you get down to the end of a session, in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And you just want to start bringing these things up and getting them passed. And my guess is that one of the discussions they're having in the leader's office is the order in which they want to bring some of these things to the floor to see if they can get some forward momentum and maybe sneak one of these big ones through.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, the one of the nominees for the 2010 Nobel Peace Prize, the author of Mullings.com. I hope you check
that out. They want the prize for literature.
And a highly decorated National Guarder from Ohio. Rich, thank you so much for being here.
Have a wonderful time.
We'll see you next time. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, on a serious note, he's a great American. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, continuing to broadcast from the Administaff Small Business Classic.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.